When you're a parent, things come at you so fast, you're lucky to just keep up. But a noted psychologist who's speaking in Bloomington this week says the key to great parenting is intentionality. Dr. Rosina Bakari is a psychologist and author. She'll be the featured speaker at the 4th Annual Fully Defend Yourself Community Conference Saturday, presented by the BCAI School of Arts in Bloomington. Speaking to WGLT's Ryan Denham via Skype, Bakari says the highest quality parenting doesn't just happen.
Like, what does it mean to really be present with your children and hear what they are saying or see their needs that they may not be expressing? What does it mean to double check yourself to be sure that you are not passing along this dysfunction in the name of culture or tradition? So those are type of issues I'm going to address.
How do you do that as a parent? Because when you're a parent, it seems like things just happen to you, right? Like you are reacting to things. You are just...
Exactly.
So how do you flip that around in really practical ways to make sure you are intentional about some of your decision making?
So if you find that you are reacting to your children, that's a good clue to you that you are probably not doing your highest quality of parenting, because parenting should be primarily proactive. So here's what I always suggest to parents. If you as an adult who has had many experiences over many more years than children, if you as an adult have such great difficulty resisting the urge to react, then how do we expect children to? Like, children don't have more control over themselves than what we have over ourselves as adults. It's not our highest quality of parenting. So if that is our pattern of parenting, then we're not parenting at a high quality. Hmm. We all may lose it sometimes. We all may make mistakes in parenting, get off the intentional track. But when those become patterns of parenting, we have to really check ourselves.
So there's been sort of a hollowing out of the middle class in this country, you know, and for those parents on the kind of the low income side of that, there are just like so many demands on your time. You know, you're working two or three jobs, maybe you're picking up kids at daycare, school, trying to find a little time for yourself. So how do you think like the way our economy has changed, you know, particularly for the working class, has, you know, impacted our ability to parent intentionally, as you're describing?
Right. It's challenging, difficult, no doubt about it. It is extremely difficult to parent because you're not even parenting alone, unfortunately, and not in a good way. The television and social media is interfering with parenting. And of course, the old adage is don't be your child's friend. Maybe that worked in the past. I don't know that it ever really worked, but it's certainly not going to work now. Not being your child's friend means some other people are going to interfere and offer to be their friend. In this day and age, you must be your child's friend. You must be the one that they confide in and talk to and share their problems with. You absolutely have to be that purpose person for them because there are too many other influences that are going to play that role if you don't play it for them. So it's not don't be their friend in terms of don't be the person who lacks boundaries with them or don't have discipline. Quite the contrary. Being their friend means them knowing that you're going to be the one to show up for them. And you're not going to show up with yelling and screaming about how they ruined your day or pissed off at them because you had to take a day off of work to address their needs or frustrated with them because they can't go out and be an adult. But really making them a priority so that you are their soft landing.
That's Dr. Rosina Bakari speaking with Ryan Denham. Bakari will speak on intentionality in parenting at the 4th Annual Fully Defend Yourself event Saturday, presented by the BCAI School of Arts. The conference is focused on easily overlooked ways to defend yourself and your family.